Well, Tori, we have come to the end of our 2021 podcast season.
We have, and the end of 2021 as a whole.
Yeah, it's interesting how those sort of happen at the same time, but it's just so cool that we were able to do this. And I wanted to just start off by just thanking everyone for being a part of this and for just encouraging and interesting questions and feedback and all of that. And it's been a great first season. I also want to just say that I'm getting lots of feedback on you and saying, hey, shouldn't you just let Tori have like her own episode? And so I think that's something we should maybe talk about a little bit. But just thanks.
If I'm handing the reins over to anybody, it's Robin.
Yeah. Our listeners do love them some Robin. So, and why wouldn't they? But I think you've lined up some great guests for us. And I was just kind of, you and I were talking a second ago about really what an interesting array of topics that we were able to cover this year. I mean, is anything coming to mind for you?
I think we started out having this conversation about what could a podcast look like in this kind of post-COVID world of maybe we're not having the same kind of interesting conversations. Maybe we're not bumping into people in the way that we used to. And so I think if we think about this as that dinner party that we talked about in the first episode, this would be quite an eclectic group of people. So we've got business leaders, pastors, we've talked about aliens and racial reconciliation, and we've told jokes and learned about trauma, and there's lots of stuff.
Well, I was actually at a dinner party a couple of nights ago, and someone was saying to me, and it was really interesting just to hear different folks on their own bring things up. It was unsolicited, but you know, someone who said, I can't tell you how personally, how much I appreciated Heather's podcast with mm-hmm. Heather Avis, where it was such a beautiful conversation that we had regarding being a parent of someone who is a Down syndrome child. And what does that look like to live and to lead in this really beautiful way, and her book and everything else. And so I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then you talk to people about bioethics. Somebody stopped me and said, so I had to go back and re-listen to all of that because I need to know more about this as I'm moving into this next year. And I was like, yes. It was just kind of cool to hear how different people would say, yep, that was the one for me that started me thinking about something a little differently.
I totally agree. It seems like different people have their own favorite episode, which is really fun. And then they get to share that with somebody. And the next thing you know, they're saying, you know, I actually went back 3 weeks ago and caught up on, you know, episode 3 because I didn't listen to episode 3. So that's one of the nice things about this is these aren't going anywhere. They're going to be out. You can find things. So if you're not a binge listener, because I know some people aren't, you've got time. We're going to take a little break before season 2 starts again. So you've got time to go back and catch up or to share an episode with a friend or like your friend who was talking about maybe re-listen to an episode and see what new things you absorb. It's just really cool that this is going to be out there for people to catch up on.
Yeah. Well, okay. So a couple of things here. One is go back and maybe take a shot at some that at first glance, you go, I don't really know if that one is for me. What I was fascinated with was just the wide-ranging conversations that happened with folks. And I would encourage you to, even if you're going, yeah, I don't really know that I have much, you know, that I want to look at when it comes to, you know, say intentional fathers, and that doesn't really seem like it. Well, you really need to hear what John Tyson has to say, because he started just dropping wisdom in there that was sort of coming out of nowhere. Now, I've just been so pleasantly surprised by the wisdom that just is coming at us from all of these various guests. And if it really was a dinner party, that was a heck of a party. And I'm glad that I was invited. Because it was an impressive guest list. So talk to me a little bit, Tori, because The other thing you said was, we're going to take some time off.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about as far as our schedule goes, and what should folks be expecting?
Yeah, I think like most people, this December, we're heading into the Christmas season. Things are getting pretty busy. So we,
what?
Yeah, I don't know if you know that or not. Christmas is just a few weeks away.
Okay.
So we've got two great episodes if you want to kind of prepare your heart. We've got the Abbott Conspiracy one with you and Robin, and then Pete Grieg talking about the importance of prayer and Advent. So those are two that I would highly recommend if you haven't caught up, listen to them this month specifically. But then we're just going to take a little break. We're going to give our editors a time to kind of catch their breath and let everybody get through the holiday season. And then my guess is we'll show up again maybe around early February. So we'll let everybody have January to themselves. But we've already recorded, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 episodes for season 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Really fascinating guest. Yeah. And you and I were talking a little bit ago, like you haven't even really mapped out who's going to be like, you know, sort of the opening episode of, mm-hmm. of season 2 and things like that, which is a really cool thing. Talk to me for just a second about what grid you think through when it comes to guests and booking guests and how that works.
For starter, we look through diversity and a wide variety. So that's diversity of topic, gender, age, just all across the board. So that if we're thinking about our listeners being a group of people at a party, we understand there's going to be some people that are going to want to have that conversation. And so we want to serve them in that way. But then there's somebody else that they're either in a different stage of life or they're just interested in different topics. And so we want to make sure we're constantly challenging people and stretching them. The idea that it's really hard to pinpoint what is a godzillion and one of who's going to be the next guest. It's kind of hard to predict.
Right.
And we like that.
Right.
I'm paying attention to people right. that are releasing books or current events that are going on, saying, hey, we need somebody who's an expert at this because this is an important conversation going on in culture. We probably need to be thinking about it too. So just mm-hmm. trying to find those people who are experts in what
right.
they do, and then us just inviting them to the table and just learning from them and seeing where the conversation goes.
And let's not forget one of the early themes, and I think it's a good guideline is let's just keep shooting for all of the one name folks out there. So we had Mako, which was amazing. He would be a great example of somebody going, well, I don't really know that I'm into art in that way. What he began to say to us and to teach us really the theology of creativity and art was so beautiful. So there's Mako, and I believe Marty is somebody that we put on the wish list from that episode.
Yeah.
I think there were some others that we set out there. Bono.
Adele, Bono.
Yeah, for sure. Kanye. We've got lots of one-word people that I think would be interesting guests.
Yep. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
I'll work on that in January.
It's good to have goals. That's all I'm saying. It's good to have goals. But the point here is you're going to continue to invite people in. We're going to continue to really just prayerfully see where God leads us on this. And hopefully it'll keep stirring up some conversations in 22, which I can't even hardly believe that that's what we're saying in 2022. That sounds like the future. I realize it is the future, but I mean, that sounds so, I don't know, the future.
Far off.
Yes. Yes. So I'm just really thrilled that we were able to do this and wanted to just say thank you to all of our listeners, and just thank you for sharing this with other folks, and thank you for helping to put the word out there. And is there anything that you would want folks to hear before we sign off? I'm grateful for what we've been able to do, for our guests, for the hard work that you've put into this. Any closing thoughts here on 21?
Yeah. First of all, thanks for listening. We've joked of, you know, is this just going to be Greg and Tori talking to each other through the internet and nobody's listening, but apparently you guys are listening because we're hearing from you. Some of the most important things you can do is, it sounds so simple, but simple things are good things too. Like the episodes, share it with somebody, leave a review. All of that is the best way to just help us promote this podcast. We're not spending a lot of money advertising this. You know, this is just kind of a fun one-off in a way to serve you guys and to serve different conversations that are going on in the world. So if you hear something you like, help us start this revolution, share it with somebody, put it on social media, leave a review. All of that tells, you know, the World Wide Web that this is something that somebody else should be listening to. So that's helpful.
Let me stop there for a second. It's weird how that there really is sort of a thing to that, isn't there? And that's how it works for people who are like, well, why do you guys just need a pat on the back or something? No, that's not what this is. It really is kind of how this works and how those who will pay attention to podcasts, that it's how momentum is created. It seems weird if you're new to this game, but that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, the fancy word we in the business like to use is the algorithms.
There it is.
A lot of times we use that term and we don't know what that means, or we get mad at the algorithms. The truth is that there's smart technology that pays attention to what people are listening to, what people are commenting on and sharing. And it shares that episode or that podcast with somebody new who's never heard about it before. So if you've ever gotten a notification on Spotify or Apple, like, hey, we think you might like listening to XYZ. That's because there's some algorithm that's thinking through your likes, your listening habits, and saying, we think you might fit into this audience. And so we're going to suggest maybe you check this out. So by you guys helping us spread the word through the internet using all of those algorithm tools, it allows other people who've never heard about this or maybe never thought about, you know, the vast ways that God is working in our world. It allows our podcast to just show up in front of them and say, hey, maybe you should check this out for 45 minutes and see what kind of conversations it sparks and see how it stretches your imagination.
That's the revolution part of this is if the kingdom is going to be advanced in new and creative and beautiful ways, then this is a 21st century way to do that. So very cool. All right, you still had stuff that you were going to talk about there, but yep. I really wanted to settle in on that. And by the way, can we put a pin in this conversation? Because I know we've talked about it, but I can't wait for us to begin to have a conversation about artificial intelligence and what that really does mean as we're moving forward in our world. Because I think it's something that thoughtful people need to be aware of and really we need to be smart about.
Yep. So we will be looking for an expert on those topics that can come in. But like Greg said, we've recorded some, but we don't have the entire next season recorded. So if there's a topic that we haven't covered yet, or maybe it's a guest that you've heard on another podcast, or you've read their book and you're thinking, man, they would be pretty awesome, we would love to know that. That's kind of how this works, is referrals. So if you've got an idea of something, you guys can email me directly. It's tori@gregholder.com. You can just find my info on the website and say, Tori, you got to reach out to this person. You need to know about them or their topic or anything like that. I would love to hear from you guys. But just a teaser at some of the topics we haven't covered, we'll be talking everything from how to have a healthy marriage, to what does it look like to go through divorce? What is evangelism in the 21st century look like? What about millennials? We've got a millennial who is just really passionate about his generation and building things for the kingdom and challenging people in that demographic to get after it. Let's see. We've got a concert.
Fascinating. Well, he's a pianist and a composer.
So composer, got somebody talking about what was it like to be in prison with a life sentence and now they're out of prison.
Somebody
talking about surviving the Holocaust. Like, we've got some big topics going on.
Like that episode right there, there were the last three that you mentioned. So someone who has found as a composer his most passionate expression of his gift is in taking things into prisons around the world. And his stories of how that music is like the conversations and the experiences, that to me was fascinating. And then we ended up talking to this guy with life sentence. I mean, like way up in the gang hierarchy, and now is out and doing fascinating stuff. The story, the love story that we hear birthed out of one of the Nazi death camps. I think I told her at the end, this should be a movie. I would watch mm-hmm. that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's just a sampling, guys. Yeah, so it's exactly. Everything from really big topics, what's going on in the world, cultural conversations, to really personal and intimate about relationships in my life and how do I get better at them, or what is my next step into this world that, you know, we keep saying post-COVID world, we're working towards it, guys. I believe
Please,
it.
Lord, yes.
So yeah, it's just a little bit of everything, just similar to season one, but we've not recorded all of them. So I can't wait to see who else comes up on our radar. We were talking before this about some other ideas that we probably need to be running down, but listeners, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more time, thank you. We hope that you all have a blessed Christmas with your family, with your friends, that it's meaningful, and that really what we do is we end up sensing God's presence in a new and a fresh way. And could we now begin to just dream of where we're heading in 2022? And Tori, I'm hoping that these podcasts are a way to spark some of these conversations and thoughts, because as best I can tell, there's about a gazillion different ways that we can connect with each other in God's glorious, beautiful creation. So thank you for season one, and we can't wait to see you in season two.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening to A Gazillion in One podcast. Subscribe, share this episode with a friend, and head over to gregholder.com for the show notes. And as always, stop and notice this week the shockingly and seemingly endless ways to connect with each other, this world, and the God who made it all. We'll see you next time.